Once again, God calls on us to listen. In the close of chapter 46, this time, I think he's a little more frustrated. This time, maybe he's a little more exasperated. But he's still calling. He really wants you to listen. He wants us to pay attention. He says, "Listen to me, you stubborn-minded, who are far from righteousness. I bring you my righteousness. I bring you my righteousness. It's not far off, and my salvation will not delay, and I will grant salvation to Zion and my glory for Israel." God challenges us to grow beyond what little we know and what little we can imagine, and instead embrace his righteousness. And righteousness isn't just being a good little boy or a good little girl. Righteousness, when God has it, is all that is right, all that is harmonious, all that brings life together and gathers us around in a community to enjoy one another's company, to rejoice with God in what he has done, to celebrate and participate in that work. That is God's righteousness. And he's saying, get beyond what little you know, what little you can imagine. Put your idols aside and trust me. Worship me. Embrace his righteousness, the righteousness that he brings to us. Now, there's nothing that will save our world but the saving power of God. So it's time for the church to start acting like it and making an inventory of all the things that we are passionate about, whether they are things recreational, the pursuits of our own life and our family, our politics, our economics, our personal career and ambitions and dreams and hopes, anything, any passion in us that speaks to us louder than the voice of God needs to be silenced and set aside so that we can listen to God and come to him, speak to him, talk to him, trust him, and find refuge in him, sharing the righteousness that he brings. It is the table of the great salvation of God that we come to now. And praise God, it's the real thing and not those little cups, those nasty little homogenized bits of what used to be a grape that we've all been suffering with through COVID. We come to the table of the salvation of God. Jesus Christ enters into creation and becomes the image that we've been trying to find and build for ourselves out of creation. We tried to politicize him and make him king. We tried to venerate and memorialize his dead flesh. But he refused to be our king in this world, and he took his flesh into heaven. So we couldn't do that. But he has done what we could not imagine, let alone do for ourselves. He has shown us that in him we will find our truest self. It's such a mistake to look into ourselves to find ourselves. It's like, I don't know if any of you have been down south. My brother lives in North Carolina, and all the lakes down there. How many of you have ever seen some of the fishing lakes in the Carolinas? They're all brown. They're full of mud and silt. And trying to find ourselves in ourselves is like trying to find the bottom of one of those Georgia ponds by looking down through all the silt. It can't be done. Our truest self doesn't even exist yet. It's being built by God as we speak in Jesus Christ. He has shown us that in him we will find our truest self, and in him we will find the true God. He is the bridge. He is the terrible price that had to be paid. He is the one that we can surrender to in complete trust, peace, and joy. It is to that feast that we come. I'd like to call the elders forward to help me serve. Oh, it's so good to have you guys coming forward to do this again. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.